Got a crazy neighbor? Are you the crazy neighbor? It's Ben and Kelly. Maybe you didn't call 911 3,400 times just this year on your neighbors like Samuel did.
Yeah, 647 of those calls were about one neighbor in particular.
I don't know what
one house
his vendetta is against them, but yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Lisa said, Mr. Leaf Blower at 6 o'clock in the morning, guy had a relationship with his leaf blower. Don't even think he had that many leaves. He just liked the power.
Sure.
Said I'd wake up on Saturdays at 6 o'clock in the morning to the sound of him aggressively blowing absolutely nothing off his driveway like it owed him money.
No, that's too early, sir. We don't mow our lawn and we don't use any sort of loud power tools that early on a Saturday. No,
yeah,
we do not.
On the weekends, isn't the rule like
I would say not before nine
a.m.
Yep, not before nine,
and then not before 10 on Sundays or something like that.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Then there's a woman who screamed at squirrels. She had a vendetta against the squirrels. Anytime one came near a bird feeder, she'd run out to her porch in a bathrobe and scream, "Not today, Satan!" I started rooting for the squirrels at one point.
That's funny. Carrie said, had a set of neighbors that loved karaoke.
Oh.
They were passionate, not good, but very passionate. They duet everything from Journey to Cardi B, full volume with their windows open.
Every Friday night, she said.
That's funny.
And then she said, honestly, after a while, I started looking forward to it. I might have even clapped once.
Oh, neighbors are fun, you know? Sometimes you can't choose your neighbors.
Oh, another message, the guy who practiced sword fighting in his yard. Don't know if he was training for a Renaissance fair or the apocalypse, but this man was out there in full armor.
Wow.
Spinning swords around like he was auditioning for Gladiator 2 Suburbia. My dog was terrified. I was a little impressed.
I will say that we have a friend who is in kind of that Renaissance.
Like cosplay kind of stuff?
Yeah. And my daughters saw him in the park in full regalia.
No!
Like practicing, and they're like, oh, yeah. That's Paul.
By himself?
I don't know if it was by himself or with other people or not.
Oh, my gosh.
But they recognized him and they thought it was funny.
Where's the reenactment happening?
I know, right?
I want to know.
Right? So those are good. Those are good. Thank you for the stories.
Oh, wait. There's one more. Pet psychic who wanted to read my cat's aura.
Oh.
This one was legit wild. She stopped me one day, said my cat's energy was shifting in the wrong direction.
Wow.
I thought she was joking. She was not. She offered to do a crystal alignment in exchange for a bottle of kombucha and a pack of incense. I moved 2 months later.
Wow. All right. Those are good stories. I like those.
Your cat's aura is shifting.
I love that.
In the wrong direction.
Those are good stories. Thank you for that.
Wow.
All right. Crazy neighbors.